for peace talks with Russia's Vladimir Putin later this week.
There has been no response from the Kremlin on the overnight drone blitz. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in a Sunday night video address he hopes for a ceasefire with Russia and challenges Vladimir Putin to meet him for face-to-face talks in Turkey this week. He says, I'll be in Turkey this Thursday, May 15, and I expect Putin to come to Turkey as well, personally, and I hope that this time Putin won't be looking for excuses as to why he can't make it. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Trump could soon receive a luxury jumbo jet as a gift from Qatar. ABC News reports that Donald Trump wants to use the aircraft as Air Force One while in office before transferring ownership to his private presidential library. More at townhall.com.
Mike Gallagher here, host of the Mike Gallagher Show. If you know me, you know I only put my name behind people and companies I trust. When it comes to mortgages, I trust Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. They're not just friends. They've done loans for me, my family. I've seen firsthand how they treat every client like their family. And these days, that personal touch really matters. With the cost of everything up, you might be looking for ways to free up cash. Maybe you're thinking about a cash out refi or HELOC to finish some home projects, consolidate debt, or just get ahead financially. Fellowship is a full-service direct lender, not a broker. They cut out the middleman. That means faster decisions, fewer fees, and less stress. Whether you're buying your first home, downsizing, or refinancing to get some breathing room, they'll tailor-fit the loan to your life. Get started at fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. An Annapolis man remains held without bond on charges that include threat of mass violence and threat of arson. 23-year-old Joshua Broomfield allegedly made the threats against his former workplace in Queen Anne's County and surrendered to police last week. The Queen Anne County Sheriff says an arrest warrant for Broomfield was issued after the business notified authorities about the threats. A late June trial date has been scheduled. The Red Cross and family members are assisting the residents of a Cecil County home that caught fire on Friday night. The state fire marshal's office says the fire on Linton Run Road originated in the home's garage and caused an estimated $700,000 in damage to the structure and its contents. No one was injured in the blaze, and the cause of the fire remains under investigation. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds are off tonight. They begin a three-game set with the Twins tomorrow night at Camden Yards. And perhaps some light at the end of the tunnel. Zach Eflin back on the hill yesterday, despite a rocky first, settled down to go five complete.
It was kind of weird, honestly. Two quick outs and then kind of lost a little bit, but felt like I rebounded fine.
Birds top the Angels 7-3, take the series 2-1. Preakness Week 150 starts today. In honor of the race, we take a look back at five of the most memorable moments slash greatest calls in Preakness history. Today, coming in at number five, we'll take you back to 2012. I'll have another had won the Derby. But Preakness bettors were doubling down on the Derby runner-up, Bodemeister.
And they're into the stretch. It is Bodemeister coming to the eighth hole. I'll have another. Makes his move on the outside with one furlong to run. Bodemeister's in front. I'll have another. It's bearing down on him. It's Bodemeister. And I'll have another in a dramatic Preakness. Can I'll have another? Get there. Here he comes. Here's the wire. I'll have another. Get him. He ran down Bodemeister to win the Preakness. And the
by the Baltimore native Larry Colmus. Indeed it was. I'll Have Another coming back to win it, who was scratched, by the way, from the Belmont Stakes, ending his bid for the Triple Crown. Coming up in 30 minutes, Maryland men's lacrosse marches on. And that is Stein on Sports.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
At 10:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Rain is on the way, but a dry day today, 82. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers, and it's cooler, 70 the high. Showers and some thunder Wednesday, 75. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 64 degrees in Dundalk, 62 in Owings Mills, and 62 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Happy Monday. You're just joining us. You missed the first hour. We were talking about juvenile crime. We'll continue that conversation before we move on to President Trump's executive order that is supposedly going to lower prescription drug prices. I still don't know how he's going to accomplish that. I really don't. But I will have many of you weighing in already with the poll at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. If you haven't weighed in yet, please do. Simple question, do you think Trump's executive order will lower prescription cost? So far, 78% of you say yes, 22% of you say no. And we will discuss that in the next conversation, I guess I should say the next topic. I wanted to get back here to the juvenile crime because it is very serious. It is very unfortunate. And just so you know, I know we had the caller saying I should reach out to Stephen A. Smith. I do have somebody in my circle. It looks like they might have his contact information. So I'll keep you guys posted. I still think that's a great idea. Because if you support Maryland Governor Wes Moore, as we heard from Stephen Smith or George Clooney, or even the women on The View, they should have all the facts before they continue to say these things. Because it's nonsense. It really is. Ed in Edgewood. Ed, did you want to weigh in on juvenile crime?
Yeah, hi, Kim. Happy Mother's Day, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you.
I grew up in a system. Parents being held accountable for their children's actions. This can be a tricky subject because there's a lot of single parents out there. They have a multitude of kids. They really can't afford to pay, you know, all of their attention on their children and know what they do, you know, when you're working, okay? Usually juveniles are led by closer to adults, people with bad intent. Okay, the juvenile system is limited in what they can do. It's obvious. You hear it every day. You hear it from the police. You hear it from the juvenile system itself. They're juveniles. All right, they know not what they do. So we want to believe that. And there's a problem in itself. You can abuse your child accidentally by being too firm, okay? It happens. And child abuse is rampant. It's all over. It always has been. It probably always will be, okay? There's nothing we can really do about that except pay closer attention to what's going on with your child. In a sense, it's like there's no stop sign in an intersection until a fatality usually happens. And that's what scares me. A victim being, attacked by juveniles is eventually going to create a fatality of a child.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's when the stop sign's going to go up.
Yep.
I don't have an answer to any of this, as far as growing up in the system and knowing the system and growing up in Baltimore and seeing it and hearing it all the time, I don't have an answer. But surely there are smart enough people in our government and in our communities that can come up with a solution.
Yeah, yeah.
It just takes time to think about it and I don't have the answer.
Yeah. Well, Ed, thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you, especially speaking from your own experience. I hope you have a great week.
I hope you do the same, and love your show, dear.
Thank you. Thank you, Ed. I appreciate that. I would think, you know, even beyond coming up with a solution, do I think Democrats have a solution? Could they just, I don't know, roll back the Juvenile Justice Reform Act or the Juvenile Interrogation Act? Absolutely. Yes. Would that make things a lot better? Absolutely. The problem is the money piece of this, right? There's a lot of money to be made in all of this, whether it's the public defenders, whether it's those defenders or those judges donating to some of these Democrat officials. It's about money for the most part. And when that piece of it is no longer there, then of course, yeah, they might get their act together and pass some bills that make sense. But until then, they're not going to. I got a text here from Robert. He says, "Hi, Kim. I believe the Governor Moore and Vincent Schiraldi system here is actually grooming poor black and brown teens to become adult criminals that will fill adult facilities and enrich a billion-dollar industry that makes money by warehousing or providing services for prisoners, including commissary and banking system. This industry goes unseen by mainstream America and average Joe taxpayers. Crime does pay for these contract holders at your expense, and Democrats who claim to help minorities are very complicit here." Yeah, Robert, they are the actual sellouts. They are the actual traitors. They project that onto Republicans like myself because they know that some people or their voting base is going to eat it all up, that they believe that is absolutely true. And then when you throw Trump's name in it, then you have those that are completely just basing everything off of their emotions. And then they're like, oh, yes, and that he's a white supremacist. I can't tell you how many times I still hear about the Central Park Five when it comes to President Trump. I'm like, wait a minute. Out of all the things that happened, everything that you've seen with even just Joe Biden, they will say Central Park Five over the 1994 crime bill. And that's what's happening. We're dealing with a lot of people that have a very low IQ and that are just uninformed. And it's unfortunate, but I don't know how you truly reach those individuals to make sure that they vote these people out because they think that they're telling them the truth. I got a text here from Todd in Street, Maryland. He says, "Kim, this sounds like a day in the game of Grand Theft Auto. These thugs are playing a real life game." Todd, it does sound like that. Renee says, "Miss Kim, these young people are certainly not animals. Animals do not attack a menace for gain other than survival. Let's garnish the parents' wages or government entitlements. How about reform school for the parents?" Yeah, and Renee, you're right. This isn't like an animal. Animals are a bit more tame, even the wild animals. They're a bit more tame. But, and this is what I said before, you know, punishing the parents. And look, State's Attorney Ivan Bates and others, they were trying to get something on the books. But of course, the Democrats making all the money off of this in Annapolis, they didn't even want to listen to those that are in their own party, like Ivan Bates, who's made a significant change in Baltimore City's non-fatal shooting rate and homicide rate. They still don't want to listen to him because it's just about money. It's about money at the end of the day. I did want to mention to you, because I saw this post over the weekend by Chris Pabst. He was talking about the shrinking population. Now, I've had this fight, I guess you could say an argument, with City Council President Zeke Cohen time and time again, because I CC'd him on this post. I said, "CC Zeke Cohen," I tagged him. Because he has this argument with me most, you know, it's probably every other month. We have this argument. He tells me that the population across the state of Maryland is increasing, and it's definitely increasing in the Baltimore City area, and that I have no idea what I'm talking about. That's what Zeke Cohen, the city council president, has said time and time again, that population in Maryland's on the rise. Sure, buddy, sure. Well, here's what you have. You've got some numbers that have come out. It says Baltimore's population loss is accelerating. This is according to U.S. Census, by the way. The city lost 3% of its people since 2020, and at this rate, it will lose 7.4% this decade. It also asks, why do you feel this continues to happen, right? And it goes down through a list of 2010, negative 4.6% on the population, 2020, negative 5.7%, and here in 24, a negative 3%. And as you heard there, in the decade itself, we'll lose about 7.4%. Now, it also noted here, again, this is from the U.S. Census. In 2024, the population did increase by a few hundred, largely due to immigration. And this is what I've said to Zeke Cohen time and time again, because remember, he was over there in District 1. And he said, we're seeing an increase in population in Patterson Park. And he says all these things. And it's illegal immigrants. It's illegal immigrants. Do you have some legal immigrants there? Sure. But that's what's coming to the state. Many of them still dependent on us taxpayers. And that's just a fact of the matter. And unfortunately, he doesn't want to admit it. And you don't have many Democrats that want to admit it. But that's where we are. That's where we are. All right. We're going to go ahead and put a pin in that for now. For now. I did just want to mention to you, because I saw this over the weekend as well. See, my life, it's like it revolves around the news. It really does. It's like I can't turn it off. And it's funny because some people are always like, Kim, you know, can't you talk about other things, or can't you do this, or can't you do that? It's hard to turn it off because every single day you have more and more things that happen, especially here in Maryland. I wanted to read to you from the Baltimore Brew, because we've talked about this in the past, and I said that I would update you. The appeals court upholds redaction of names of donors to Nick and Marilyn Mosby's legal defense fund. We talked about this way back when. There were many donors and a lot of big-time donations that came into the defense fund, if you recall, for Nick and Marilyn Mosby that claimed that they, you know, did no wrong and they wanted people to help them pay for their legal fees. Right. And so at the time, the Brew and the Baltimore Sun had argued that the Public Information Act Compliance Board was correct in 2023 when it ordered the Baltimore Board of Ethics to release the names of 130 plus contributors to the online fundraising site for the Mosbys. And again, like they said, the Brew and the Baltimore Sun. I still believe that that is correct. But here's what happened. The court was considering the board's argument that the names could be redacted based on a part of the act that allows material to be hidden if it is, quote, information about the finances of an individual, including assets, income, liabilities, net worth, bank balances, financial history, or activities, or credit worthiness. And so at this point, the appeals court says, no, you can't see those names of those 130-plus donors. I still think this is wrong. Now, I don't know if they're going to go further on this, if they're going to put in some more requests. And I say the Baltimore Brew, who's been following this. But the fact that you couldn't see the names, and this is, again, this was for a case that played out in the public, and it was a state's attorney and a city council president, right? Employees that are getting paid by taxpayers. The fact that this is, you know, on the hush-hush, it smells, it reeks. It really does. Again, I don't know if they're going to take this further and try to go beyond the appeals court. But if you're thinking about the fact that you've got people out there that still believe that Marilyn Mosby was somehow beneficial to Baltimore City, it's just incredible. Incredible. And now it seems that they're going to get away with this. Now, don't forget, you've got Nick Mosby. What's his new job? He's like with the lottery commission. Yeah, this guy. He's in charge of money. Meanwhile, he couldn't pay any of his bills. But I just wanted to update you with that because I know that we are following that story. All right, coming up next, we're going to get into this. President Trump, he's signing executive order. I'm watching here on Newsmax. Looks like he's holding a live press conference. He's talking about Obamacare and how it was a failure. RFK Jr.'s with him there at that press conference. We'll probably have some sound from that conference for you tomorrow. But right now, we're going to talk about this executive order. And again, if you haven't been to WCBM.com, please go to WCBM.com and take part in the poll brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you think Trump's executive order will lower prescription costs? That's what this is all about. That's what this is all about. Now, some people are saying that this is impossible. Some people are saying this was the idea that Kamala Harris had when she was talking about price gouging. And then, of course, there are some people saying, well, look, if you cut out the middleman, you might be able to get somewhere with this. But as Sean Casey pointed out in the Morning Drive, the amount of money behind Big Pharma, the big wigs, the key players, this is going to be very difficult. very difficult to accomplish. So we'll talk about President Trump and what he had to say in regards to this executive order on Truth Social. I actually have some sound to play for you as well for the press secretary there on the White House lawn.
When it comes to preparing for a crisis, it doesn't matter if you're a year early, a month early, or a day early, but you can't be a day late. That's why millions of Americans trust My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest preparedness company. Right now, you can get their four-week emergency food supply, plus an incredible bonus, four free 72-hour food kits. That's an extra 12 days' worth of food, absolutely free. This kit provides hearty, delicious meals for 4 weeks with 2,000-plus calories per day, 12 essential vitamins and minerals, and a shelf life of up to 25 years. And for a limited time, they're including 12 additional days of food absolutely free, which means right now is the best time to get prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today to claim your 4-week food kit, plus an extra 12 days of free food. Offer ends soon. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It only makes good dollars and cents to get more years and miles from your vehicle with a quality remanufactured engine from Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Jasper Engines are assembled by skilled ASE technicians who care about their work, live run tested, then backed by a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Call Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh and drive away with the security and peace of mind that only Jasper and Jim Barbie Automotive can provide.
Hey, it's Chuck Whitaker, inviting you to a night of crabs, claws, and a whole lot of laughs at my expense. Join us for WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions, Friday, June 20th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs, great folks, and a no-holds-barred roast where Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and the rest of the crew are lining up to take their best shots at yours truly. I'm the main course, and trust me, they're bringing the heat.
The Rob Carson Show.
Rob Carson on the radio, and now we got a Pope named Rob. All hail Pope Rob. Now, on a serious note, is Robert Francis Prevost named the new Pope will become the Francis successor following 2 days of voting inside the Sistine Chapel. He's from Chicago. This country that's been around 250 years, our 250th anniversary coming up, and we now have a Pope from the United States of America. That is remarkable.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
All right, just a program note before we get into these prescription drug prices. You've got former governor and former congressman Bob Ehrlich joining us at 11 o'clock. We're going to talk about the state of Maryland. We're going to talk about what he sees on the federal level as far as Congress and President Trump. But most importantly, I want to ask him about Governor Wes Moore and whether or not there is a pathway for a Republican to win in Annapolis and take on the governorship. Again, if there was ever a time, I would think it is now, right? It's a midterm election year, so you're going to have a lower voter turnout. But with the high prices, like the taxes and the fees, just the vehicle registration fees are ridiculous. The property taxes that have gone up, the fact that they're now going to tax IT services, data services. You've got companies leaving the state of Maryland. There are so many things going on that it has to accumulate. And it has to give us somewhat of a pathway. But again, we're going to speak to Bob Ehrlich about that coming up at 11 o'clock. I wanted to get into the prescription drug and pharmaceutical prices. First, I've got Caroline Leavitt, the press secretary. She was on this morning on Fox and Friends with Brian Kilmeade because, of course, this executive order post came out over the weekend. So she was on Fox and Friends early this morning. And Brian Kilmeade, he did ask her how they were going to accomplish this. Take a listen.
So this pharmaceutical deal, I'm just going off the Truth Social posts. It says, it's a long one, but he says, I'm pleased to announce that today, the White House at 9 o'clock will be signing one of the most consequential executive orders ever. They'll be reducing pharmaceuticals by about 80%. Essentially, we are going to pay less than the country that's paying the least for pharmaceuticals from here on in. How does that work?
First of all, it cannot be overstated how big of a deal this executive order that President Trump will be signing in a couple of hours is for American families and especially our seniors who have been ripped off by very large and rich pharmaceutical companies. The United States of America is less than 5% of the world's population, yet we purchase 75% of Big Pharma's profits. We pay an astronomical amount in comparison to other countries around the world. So the president is signing an executive order today that is going to implement most favored nations drug pricing and is going to reduce the cost of drugs in this country by more than half at least. America is going to pay a better rate and a fairer rate to the rest of the world. That's what the American people deserve. This is huge news. And also, I will add, we know that healthcare costs and drug prices were the number one driver of Biden inflation. So not only are we bringing those down, but we are ending Biden inflation once and for all.
All right. So that was Caroline Leavitt this morning on Fox and Friends with Brian Kilmeade. As you heard there, she didn't actually answer the question. She went all around the actual answer. I love Caroline, but come on. Come on. That gave me Jen Psaki vibes right there. Since she didn't answer how that was, how this is going to happen. And it was funny because on the video, you can see Brian Kilmeade. He's like listening. They got the split screen there. And his eyebrows were just like raised like, again, how are we? And that was it. So we never got the answer from that specific news segment. But I will say, again, Donald Trump on Truth Social, he said that prescription drug and pharmaceutical prices will be reduced almost immediately by 30 to 80%. They will rise throughout the world in order to equalize and, for the first time in many years, bring fairness to America. I will be instituting a most favored nations policy whereby the United States will pay the same price as the nation that pays the lowest price anywhere in the world. Our country will finally be treated fairly, and our citizens have health care costs will be reduced by numbers never even thought of before. I says, additionally, on top of everything else, the United States will save trillions of dollars. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Make America great again. Again, that's President Trump on Truth Social. And the post was much longer than that. I was just going down to the gist of things. And so that's what it comes out to be here, as Marty said in the text line. You know, Trump is saying that the American people should pay no more than is paid by people in other countries. It is called most favored nations status. You know, I understand that piece of it. I just don't know how you get Big Pharma to agree because of it being an executive order. John, our friend, firefighter John, says, Kim, the way I understand it, Trump is trying to make other countries pay more for their prescription drugs and pay less in our country. And I do know that our prescription prices are significantly higher than other countries. So I guess in a way, it's kind of like leveling the playing field. And I realize that a lot of countries can pay more. But there's also some countries that can barely afford even the discounted prices that they get now. So I'm not sure how this will play out, but I completely understand what Donald Trump is doing and trying to do. Again, that's John, our friend in Baltimore. Yeah, John, it's not very clear to me. I'm glad that they're having this press conference. I see that Dr. Oz is also speaking. So we're going to have some sound on this tomorrow on Kim Klasick Live for sure. So we'll get some of the details on how they can persuade these countries and or even just Big Pharma alone to drop the prices. And then you would have to look at these other countries and think, okay, are they not going to raise their prices? You know what I mean? The whole thing is just like, it's tough. It's tough. But again, that is the question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. You can go to WCBM.com and take part in that poll. Again, the question is, do you think Trump's executive order will lower prescription costs? So far, 77% of you say yes. 23% of you say no. Please continue to take part in that poll. When we get back, Governor Wes Moore is celebrating 1 year of the Enough Act. Are you wondering what that is? Well, I'll tell you when we get back.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The parents of Eden Alexander are awaiting the release of their son. He's an American-Israeli hostage who's been held in captivity since the brutal Hamas attack on Israel 2 years ago this October. The militant group says it will release Alexander as soon as today. The steep tariffs President Trump slapped on Chinese imports are being suspended for 90 days. After weekend trade talks, the U.S. and China agreed to pause reciprocal tariffs. U.S. taxes on Chinese goods will drop from 145% to 30%. The number of flights in and out of Newark Liberty International Airport will be reduced for the next several weeks. The move comes after New Jersey's largest airport has struggled with radar outages as well as a shortage of air traffic controllers. This is SRN News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes the solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
It was fun in the sun for the birds yesterday in Southern California.
Henderson way up in the air, deep to right field. It was hit very high, and it's gone! Oh, my goodness, a moon ball up into the Southern California sky and down off the scoreboard. And the Orioles feel the need for a five-run lead.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson, Henderson's fifth of the year, capped a four-run sixth, and Zach Eflin returned with a five innings of two-run ball as Baltimore takes two of three from the last-place Angels, 7-3 the final. After the game, a hopeful Brandon Hyde.
I thought our bats were really good in the middle part of the game, and you know, we got swung the bat pretty well against a left-handed starter. So you got to start somewhere. Today was a good day.
In fact, the Birds beat a lefty for only the third time all year. NCAA lacrosse tournament action on the men's side. Eric Spanos with six goals for Maryland. The Terps beat Air Force 13-5. Saturday, Towson saw its season end at Princeton 22-12. On the women's side, six-seeded Maryland looking for its first national title since 2019, denied by UPenn 11-10. Hopkins also beaten 18-12 by Princeton. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Caps are on the ropes in Carolina. And that is Stein on Sports.
Sunshine to start off the work week, but it doesn't last long. A storm across the south is headed our way, and some rain along with it. Today, no rain, a mix of sun and clouds. It's a warm day, 82 this afternoon. Some showers scattered overnight. Tomorrow's a cloudy day, showers off and on. Temperatures cooler, 70 the high, and more showers, some thunder Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Celebrating 100 years of protecting your family's most priceless moments. Then, now, always. Erie Insurance.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k X-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now, call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow by New Nordic. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
The Sean Hannity Show.
CEO of Zillow has just said that if illegal immigrants have to go back home, that will ease the housing shortage in the country and lower prices and make it more affordable. Donald Trump can get the economy in a better spot and interest rates go down. That's going to make a home more affordable. This is what we've sadly taken as a new normal. It doesn't have to be this way.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy post-Mother's Day. Hopefully all the moms out there got to enjoy their day yesterday. And even if you didn't do anything yesterday, maybe you did something on Saturday. Maybe you'll do something this weekend, you know. Enjoy, enjoy. I guess this weekend you've got the Preakness here, right? So, you know, I don't know about anybody else, but I love dressing up for the Preakness. I don't know how much I love going to the Preakness because it usually rains. And I didn't check the weather as of yet, but it's usually a downpour. And the prices are so high. So high, especially thinking about like the condition of Pimlico. Brian, the producer, I don't know when's the last time you've been over there, but it is, I would assume it's probably worse than FedEx Field. But like for, you know, for decent tickets where it has like the food and drinks like included with the wristbands, I mean, you're looking at least $600 a person. I can't spend that. I'm also very frugal as it is, just so you guys know. Just so you know, I'm also very frugal. My daughter, she laughs at me because we have not yet gotten a new car. And she's always like, because my mom mentioned over the weekend, we took her to lunch on Saturday. And my mom was like, yeah, I didn't see your car when I pulled up in the parking lot. I was thinking, oh, maybe she got a new car. And Olivia immediately goes, yeah, right. And she was laughing. Look, I like my 2015 Buick. I don't care. I will run that thing to the wheels fall off. I do not want a car payment. And we were just talking about all the taxes and fees across the state, especially with the vehicle registration and things. I don't want to pay for all of this. The high car insurance right now, I don't want to pay for that either. And so I'm going to keep things the way they are right now. I'm just going to keep them the way they are. And then hopefully at some point in time we'll get a Republican in the office. You know what? It'd be great to have a Republican majority in either the House or the Senate. But I guess that is wishful thinking. Also, real quick, I did see that there are emails coming out, like our friend Glenn Gilhar running in District 8 for 2026. He's already putting out emails for volunteering, whether it's phone banking, whether it's for door knocking. And then also, this is what I want to tell you, whether it's for walking in some of the 4th of July day parades. If you want to get involved, please go to the website, you know, whether it's Glenn Gilhar's or you got Delegates Ryan Araki, Delegate Kathy Shalaga, Senator Saling, all these other individuals. Go to their websites and see where they're going to be walking in the 4th of July day parades. And please, if you can, sign up to walk with them. Okay, because it looks so much better when we've got, you know, a large force of Republicans with some of our Republican elected officials and, of course, some of our candidates that are running. We've got to show these Democrats that we are out here and that we are going to be voting and we're also going to be volunteering. And they should, you know, get on their heels because we're not messing around. And so that's what I wanted to tell you. If you have anybody that you follow, whether it's Delegate Nino Mangione or what have you, go to their websites and volunteer. Sign up to volunteer. And please walk in the 4th of July parades if you can, if you're able. I just so you know where I will be. I will be with Glenn Gilhar at a 4th of July day parade with him in the Kingsville parade. That's where I will be. But again, find whoever you like, whether it's somebody on county council or what have you, and just show up for them. Show up for them. And it would look, you know, like I said, we always talk about ways that we could get involved in this at this show or on the show, I should say. That's a great way to get involved. That's a great way to do it. All right. Governor Wes Moore is celebrating 1 year of the Enough Act. Now, you're probably wondering, what the heck is the Enough Act? Like, you know, when I'm thinking about the Enough Act, I've had enough taxes. I had enough fees. I've had enough of prices rising across the state. I've had enough of juvenile crime. But that's not what he's talking about. Take a listen.
Hey, Maryland. It's Governor Wes Moore. For this week's More for More, we're talking about the Enough Act, our first in the nation approach to addressing concentrated poverty. So when I was coming up, we existed in neighborhoods that were chronically neglected. And the worst thing about it is, we all knew it. And the policymakers, they kept on making decisions about us without us. We were not part of the solution set. And while they try to come in and make decisions on our behalf, not realizing that we didn't need people to come save us. We needed leaders who were actually willing to come listen to us. And that's not a unique story. Far too many families across our state now, they experience that exact same reality. I've had enough of that. Frankly, we have all had enough of that. The Engaging Neighborhoods, Organizations, Unions, Governments, and Household Act, or ENOUGH, will continue the fight against child poverty that we launched on our inauguration day by channeling resources towards rural, urban, and suburban communities with high rates of child poverty. It asks communities to create the roadmap for success by inviting communities to identify solutions to priority areas that range from everything from public safety to affordable housing, from education to access to good jobs, from nutrition to affordable health care. We'll work with local leaders to transform distressed communities into places with good schools and good jobs, safety, quality housing, and economic momentum. Markers for long-term success in our effort to break these cycles of child poverty and to break these cycles of violence. And this won't just be about more money or spreading capital around. Like everything with this administration, we will allow data and accountability to win the day. And Maryland will be the first state in the country to have a state-led, place-based investment strategy to create opportunities driven by community and not just for community. We're going to succeed. We're going to get this done in partnership. And not only with our state agencies, but our local organizations and our nonprofits, but also with you. It's going to take all of us, from policymakers and parents to small business owners and workers, to build a better future for all of us. So thank you for your support. And finally, finally, we can provide our community with enough.
All right, and the Oscar goes to Governor Westmore. He is the worst. Oh my gosh, that was terrible. Anyways, it's supposed to be 1 year of the Enough Act. Have you seen anything that tells you that they've been trying to tackle childhood poverty for the past year? You know, like, even having this conversation without talking about, you know, real changes in the education system, what are you really talking about, right? What are you really talking about? You want to charge everybody, or I used to say charge, it's kind of feel like a charge. You want to add taxes and fees so we can all pay for this so-called blueprint / Kerwin Commission, yet nowhere in this blueprint does it say that it is going to raise test scores or do anything to make sure that many of these kids can read and write and do basic math on a grade level. None of that says any of that, okay? All it does is basically say that teachers should have more time outside the classroom so they can prepare the curriculum, and it also gives them salary raises. And again, I'm not against giving a raise to teachers. I really am not. I don't think that the teachers are the problem. I think it's the administrators. I think it's the teachers union. I think it's, of course, you know, when you're looking at the CEOs like Sonia Santelis and others. But if you're going to tackle childhood poverty, and you're not tackling the juvenile crime situation. I mean, I've read a text here from a texter who basically said, look in Maryland, it is a school-to-prison pipeline for sure. And that texter is absolutely correct. These juveniles are going straight to prison or they're going to be 6 feet deep. And so you're telling me you're tackling childhood poverty how? What have you done to tackle childhood poverty? And I don't even think that that's, in my view, it's almost impossible. All right, you know what? I'll go say it is impossible if you don't change the education system. But according to Governor Westmore, he's done just that for an entire year. I also bring this to you because if you were listening, it sounds like a campaign ad, didn't it? It had like the, you know, the slow music that would really just get your gut going and make you feel sad. And, oh, when I was growing up, I was living in poverty. You know, it's just like, are you kidding me? But I play this for you because the video quality, if you get to see this, he posted on his social media pages on Friday. The video quality is that of Pete Hegseth at the DOD, which I talked about that last week as well. I mean, the video quality is superb. I don't know how much we're spending on that. But it definitely raises some eyebrows. But it's the same thing with Governor Westmore and the video clip that I just played for you. He's got multiple camera shots, right, on this one video. And then the quality, I'm telling you right now, the quality of this video It looked like a Hollywood movie, okay? They've got some very expensive cameras in the governor's office. I also noted, because there are a couple pictures that the governor has been posting where he has more than one cameraman following him. If you look at some of his pictures, whether he was at Pimlico, you know, just yesterday, or he was in the Park Heights neighborhood, they did a ribbon cutting. If you look at some of the pictures that he posted last week, just kind of running around the state and also going up to New York to do the view panel and all this other stuff, you will see in some of these pictures, he has videographers and photographers. And I think I counted at least four that are following him full time. And we did discuss the fact that he did want to put more money into like his media team. Again, it looks like he's trying to run for a national office. It looks like he's trying to run for the Oval Office. And I would say, I don't think I've ever seen a governor with 3 to 4 cameramen with them at one time, ever. Yeah, I would say ever. Even during the election cycle, you might have one cameraman, one guy's holding, like, you know, the camera for photography, and then the other, and then he's also holding something for, you know, to be the videographer at the same time. You might see one. At the most, you might see two. But you wouldn't see it this early out in the election cycle. And so, you know, when I watched that video there talking about the Enough Act, I was like, well, wait a minute, this multiple camera shots of him just sitting in the office there talking about the Enough Act? You see, for me, what it revealed is that he is, I would say, I'm 90% sure he's running for the Oval Office. I'm 90% sure. I don't think he cares at all about the re-election here in Maryland. Of course, he's going to want it. But that's not where his focus is. And does that put Republicans, again, in a position like we've got John Myrick already put his hat in the ring here on the GOP side of the ticket? Does it put people like John at a better position or even Ed Hale in the Democrat primary? Does it put them in a better position? Because now they could point out, even with this ad, I would say this is obviously not for Marylanders. This is something to be talked about on the nationwide front. I don't think it has anything to do with Maryland. Yeah, it's 1 year of the Enough Act, but that's not who he was talking to. I've got Tom at Owings Mills. Tom, you want to weigh in?
Yeah, I'm wondering with this Enough Act, if in addition to his medal quest, Wes Moore is trying to regen up the war on poverty. I well remember my last year of law school, the buzzword that year was critical legal studies, and I couldn't find out what it was. Finally, I went to a professor, and this was the very day that the Soviet bloc fell. And a professor was explaining to me that critical legal studies was a way of reintroducing Marxism into the legal system. And I picked up the Baltimore Sun with its 500-point type headline, which said, Soviet bloc collapses. And I waved it into space and I said, isn't it a little bit late in the day to be talking about reintroducing Marxism into America? And now we have, what will Wes Moore do next? Does he have any Mormons in his background? Will he pull up a Mormon tabernacle awing the Pratt Pavilion? I mean, is he going to regen up the whole war on poverty? That's my point.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Tom, I think that's what he's doing, right? Because like I said, this is a national conversation. What he was talking about in that video.
A little bit late in the day to be playing LBJ.
Yeah, yeah, true. Tom, thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you. Hope you have a great week. That's what I'm saying. And Tom put it right. The war on poverty. That video there was clearly not for Marylanders. That was for George Clooney. That was for Stephen A. Smith. That was for Oprah Winfrey. Because they're going to be able to take sound bites out of that video and say, oh, look what he can do on the national level. That's who that was for. And that's why I think the quality was, like I said, top tier. I felt like I was watching like a Pixar, you know, a Pixar film. I mean, it looked so good. It was so crisp and clean. I was like, dude, you know, what kind of camera are you using in there? But this is also very rich of a conversation because if you follow me on Facebook and X, I made a post this morning because the Baltimore Banner is reporting that Maryland wanted to make poor areas greener, but instead it boosted a rich Baltimore neighborhood. And I posted this, and again, you can read this article at the Baltimore Banner, who, again, are not Republicans. I posted this because there was actually money that was slated to go to underserved communities across the entire state. And legislators decided to take that grant funding and put it into more of the wealthy neighborhoods like Roland Park and others. But it was supposed to go. It was supposed to go to other neighborhoods that haven't been invested in quite some time. Now, there was actually an interview that was done by the Baltimore Banner on this. And I'm going to get you his name here. His name is Eric Jackson. And apparently he's with the Southwest Baltimore's Mount Clair neighborhood. And he's with this organization that applied unsuccessfully for $300,000 of that grant funding for the green space. Now, he was told, again, this is Eric Jackson, he was told that, yes, they should do well because he's trying to represent this area in which they want to now serve. Well, he didn't get any of the money. He didn't get any of the money. You had Roland Park. It looked like they got $500,000 of it, as he requested $300,000. Eric Jackson, who's black himself, you know, and he's also the director of the nonprofit Black Yield Institute. He actually spoke to the Baltimore Banner and says, I can't believe they did this. I can't believe they rerouted the money. And so I posted this article, the link on my Facebook and X pages, if you want to take a look at it. But this is not new, right? There's nothing new here. You're talking about tackling poverty, right, with the Enough Act. Governor Wes Moore, he should have seen that this fund was being rerouted to some of these wealthy areas that are not predominantly black, that have not been underserved. But again, he says nothing, but then makes this video saying that, oh, yeah, we're investing all this money into, you know, poor neighborhoods and black communities. It's not happening. It is not happening. The Baltimore Banner has reported how it's not happening. And so here we are again. And this is what I try to tell Democrat voters across the state. I don't know if they realize this, but the Democrat Party can only thrive with this permanent underclass, which they have already designated to the black community, right? And so you're only going to get past that if you're, number one, of course, you're a hard worker, you're doing other things outside of government. But number two, if you're in certain neighborhoods like Sandtown, Winchester, Harlem Park, all these other neighborhoods, you are considered that underclass that they want to continue to allow to be the underclass so they can thrive, right? They can always go to the federal government and say, hey, I need more money for Harlem Park because it needs a green space, or it needs a playground, or it needs a rec center. They then take that money and they put it where they want to, right? Where some of their donors live or things like that. So it's like, you know, they constantly sell out these areas, and yet they constantly keep voting for these individuals. So anyways, take a look at that Baltimore Banner article when you have a chance. But this, again, Democrats, again, chose the wealthy areas over the poor areas. Yet they will run in the next election cycle saying how they will help the poor. We'll continue this when we get back.
Jim Barbie and White Marsh and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine and transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting life into your present vehicle. Let Jim Barbie Automotive install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and premium service plan. Call Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848.
Celebrating 100 years of protecting your family's most priceless moments. Then, now, always. ErieInsurance.com. That's ErieInsurance.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
I don't have a problem with showing my driver's license to vote. When I vote in Talbot County, I show them my driver's license, and it's like I'm showing a crucifix to the devil because they turn their heads at the voting registration. I can't look at it. I'm like, oh, I insist. Please look at it.
I was amazed that was the case, but yeah, I've run into the same thing here.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9 with Casey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
All right, so of course I posted that link to the Baltimore Banner article stating how the Democrats have done a bait and switch, as Marty pointed out here, with this money that was supposed to go to underserved communities. And so again, I post this up. And I said, hey, look, and I said it very politely in my video, just take a look at the article. This is what the Democrat Party is doing currently here in Maryland. And of course, I always get the pushback. Like, I could show you, I literally just showed you this article written by progressive Democrats at the Baltimore Banner. And here's what somebody says. Tell me again why you care about the black community. I don't know, maybe the obvious reason, black, I don't I mean, but this is what happens. These are the things that they say. And instead of just looking at what's actually happening, they've got all these other comments. They're like, oh, why do you sound, your nose is all stuffed up. Yeah, trust me, I know that. I'm working on it. I don't know. My doctor said we'll figure it out. But this is what they're talking about on this post where I posted this link showing that they took money that was slated for the black communities and put them in wealthy white areas in the state of Maryland. And their response to that is, how dare you? What makes you this person that actually cares about the black community? This is what we're dealing with. This is what we're dealing with. And then it's like, okay, well, how do you get or persuade those voters to vote any differently? You can't. You can't. You see how ridiculous that sounds? Why do you care about the black community? You don't care. And this is a black guy that said this to me, by the way. You don't care that they went down and asked for money on behalf of, you know, Sandtown Winchester. And they received the money and then they rerouted it to a wealthy area. You don't care about that at all. Oh, my gosh. It's laughable. It is. I just wanted to note also about $80,000 was raised to support Maryland AmeriCorps programs that were apparently gutted by Trump. The Senate president issued a call to action for more donations. And that's great that AmeriCorps was able to raise this money. I don't think anybody thought that AmeriCorps wouldn't be able to raise money. But I just wanted to mention, I saw this video clip of Senator Alsobrooks floating around and she was going in on RFK Jr. This is what the Democrats have right now. This is what they have. All they can do is say Trump's name, and that's how they're raising money with their party right now. They have no solutions. They completely screwed up the state. They completely screwed up everything on the national level. And so this is where they sit. Angela Alsobrooks is raising money by taking shots at RFK Jr. How proud could she be? All right, coming up next, we've got a good guest coming up. We've got former governor and former congressman Bob Ehrlich. We're going to talk about the state of Maryland, Governor Westmore, juvenile crime, President Trump, Congress, all that and more coming up with Bob Ehrlich. Do not go anywhere.
Don't miss out on Memorial Day sale at Rescue Natural Supplements.